call this special meeting of the North Dakota Public Service Commission to order. I'm Randy Christman, Chairman of the Commission, and joined by Commissioners Krashus and Fedorchak, so we have a quorum. We have only one item on the agenda, and that is the Dakota Access LLC discussion. Before we get started with that, I will just say that while we're broadcasting here, I'm sure people from the company are listening in and recognizing that some or many of those folks probably have very close personal connections to the Houston area. For you folks, please be assured that for you and everyone from down in that Gulf area that's being ravaged by the hurricane, I avoid speaking for the commission, but I think I'm pretty confident here in saying that I would speak on behalf of the whole commission that we're certainly praying for all the folks down there in the Gulf that are being hit by that. So that being said, I don't have any opening comments. Commissioner Krashus, do you?
I just have a couple of opening comments on the motion that will be made shortly about going into executive session. I've been questioned by a number of people over the past several weeks, months, if you will, about the Dakota Access Pipeline project and just questioning why we go into executive session as a commission. And their concern, which I think is warranted, going back to the process not being as transparent, there are benefits to going into executive session because the purpose is to be more efficient and to come to a conclusion on certain matters and to expedite the process if we can. But I would just like to say that I can certainly appreciate those concerns, and it's something that certainly weighs in terms of my decision on whether or not to make this open to the public. But I'm confident that when this concludes the executive session, that what is discussed and what occurs during that point in time will be made public, and we are just attempting to get there in a more to expedite and to get to that point faster, if you will. So it's just something that understandably has come up, and I can appreciate those concerns from the public.
Commissioner Fedorchak?
I don't have any. Oops, couldn't hear that. I don't have any opening comments. Thank you.
Especially if we leave your mic off, right?
That's one way to not be heard.
Okay. So with no other business on the table, this meeting concerns Dakota Access LLC, the Dakota Access Pipeline Project, siting application, PSC case number PU-14-842. The matter may be discussed in an executive session. The legal authority for closing this meeting is North Dakota Century Code 44-04, including North Dakota Century Code 4404-19.1 and 19.2. The purpose of the executive session is for attorney consultation. At this time, a motion would be in order to discuss the case in executive session rather than in an open session. Is there such a motion?
I do have such a motion. I move the commission convene an executive session for attorney consultation in Dakota Access LLC, Dakota Access Pipeline Project Siting Application, case number PU-14-842.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion?
I would just add, just in terms of the executive session issue, I too view this as a tool that needs to be used very sparingly. And the only time that the commission has done this since I've been on the commission, which is the same exact time, only one day less of Randy Christman, is for attorney consultations. There are cases in which the commission has legal issues to work out with other parties, and we really can't speak to each other and see where each other is on issues, if not in a public meeting. And doing that in a public setting where we're talking about legal issues and the strengths and weaknesses of a case really shows our hand, and it prevents us from doing the best, having the best result for the people we tend to serve. So I think there are limited times in which we need to have these executive sessions, and we use them sparingly. And as soon as we come to some sort of agreement on an approach, that becomes public, and we answer all the questions that are needed to be answered at that time openly about the decision we meet. So I think it's a wise use of this this ability that the legislature has given us.
Is there any further discussion? Since none, I'll proceed with roll call vote. Commissioner Christman.
Aye.
Commissioner Crosius.
Aye.
Commissioner Fedorchak.
Aye.
Motion has been approved.
Okay, the executive session will be recorded, and all members of the commission are reminded to limit their discussion during the executive session to the announced topic. Any collective decision, collective commitment, or other final action by the commission must occur after it reconvenes in an open session, unless final action is specifically required by law to be taken during the executive session. The prohibition on taking final action during the executive session does not apply to providing guidance or instructions to our attorney or negotiator. We'll now ask the members of the public who are attending the meeting to leave the room. We are anticipating adjourning the executive session and reconvening the open portion of the meeting at approximately, Zach, can you give me an estimate? Let's say 3:45 will be our approximate time, but knowing that that can vary depending on the discussion. The minutes will show the executive session began at 2:45 and was attended by Daryl Nitschke, Amy Haugen, Zach Pelham, Alana Jeffcoat-Sacco, and Steve Call.